Hello everybody, and welcome to today's episode of NBA Peculiarities. I'm really sorry for the 2 days delay, / 3 days. I always try to upload on Mondays, / Sundays, like, just depends on where you live as well, of course. But for me, on Mondays. But I just simply didn't have time, and also in the weekend, like, that I would say it should upload on Monday. But in the weekend, I didn't have time, and, like, last week I was like, if I upload now, maybe I missed some very important information of the week until now. But from now on, this period I'm a little less busier, so I have some time to record, and that's why I'm here. I'm gonna record this episode. So again, sorry for the delay, but I hope that you go on to enjoy this episode, and I hope that you'll also check in on the next one. Now, today's episode, we're gonna have a little chat about the power rankings, like who is gonna take which award. We're gonna talk about the evolution of basketball, also something I talked about in the last episode. People scoring that many points. And some player predictions as they stand right now. So, we're gonna start with the evolution of the game, because I, like, as a basketball fan, it's an amazing era to watch basketball. Like, you get these 50 point games of players that you're like, whoa, they can do it, and like teams scoring 130 points, and like, of course, basketball with the shot clock is already nice to watch because they have to put up a shot every 24 seconds, so it's packed with action always. That's one of the reasons I absolutely love it. But like, for example, right, to prove my point, so in the 90s, this, like, it was something big if a team scored like 110 points. Now we're like, oh, they scored 110 points. When I was looking, I don't know when it was, but it can be anywhere in this year. I really can't remember. It could be like in December, and it could be last week. I don't know for sure. But like, for example, this is a better example. When the Mavericks absolutely humiliated the Clippers at the start of the season, I think it was the start of January. Where they were up 50 points at the half. In total, the Clippers scored somewhere in the 70s, right? But if you and some other teams scored some low results this year, I once saw like an 80-point game, and I was like, whoa, they played bad. But they didn't necessarily play bad. Well, you know, in the current NBA, if you don't score at least 90, you didn't have a great game, but not necessarily bad. But if you take it back to the 90s or 80s, an 80-point game wouldn't be that weird. 70-point game would still be a little low, but like, that still isn't weird. And besides, like, I live in Europe, so just a little comparison. I live in Belgium, and the Belgian league, also in Europe, isn't a big league, right? But I was reading this newspaper, and the captain of the local team here in my area said, we need to try to score 70 points as a team. And I was like, damn, they have to try to score 70 points. And like, the NBA, you have like the people, Bojan Bogdanovic, dropping 48 and 8 rebounds. You got Luka with some absolute monster stats. I can't even. Well, like, that kid is 20. Yeah, kid, man, that man is 20 years old. But it's crazy. He's 20 years old, and he's competing for an MVP. He's in the top 10 of the power rankings, and he is leading the Mavericks. And while that leads to a little bored saying this Luka beef, but I've decided to not put that in this episode today. If you want to hear something about it, please let me know, and I'll talk about it next week. But anyway. Anyway, so like, if you have people, Bogdanović dropping 48, 2 weeks ago, Tim Hardaway carried the Mavericks instead of Luka, and he dropped 42, and I was like, and like, I think I said this in my last pod, I talked about like Devin Porter Jr. getting 50 points, and I was genuinely shocked because I didn't expect him to do it. He is one of the leading scorers for the Rockets, and like he is, and he's been playing very well for them, but dropping 50, no, I really did not expect that. But like, just the evolution of the game, it's, well, first of all, it is the NBA, so like, you have you have professional basketball players, which in comparison to the world are very rare. And that 1% of all those professional basketball players play in the NBA. So you have to be really, really good to get that. So in one way, it isn't surprising, and the other way, it really is. But just take it back to Europe. Again, the Belgian League, compared to some other European leagues, isn't great, but yeah, just remember that. But if they have to try and score 70 points, and here, like, Kobe Bryant just dropped 81 once, you know, like, that comparison, like, if you compare that, of course, even in the NBA, that's rare, you know, that happened once, at bad for Wilt Chamberlain dropping 100 points, that blows your mind, but, like, that's just such a big difference. And we're getting off the topic because this isn't the evolution, but I just wanted to make that comparison clear. Just like how lucky we are as basketball fans to be able to watch the NBA, because if you're a basketball fan, bro, it's such a difference. Like, for example, if I watch the Olympics, if I watch it, you know, like, the games with the USA are okay, but the other national teams, most or more often than not, just get to 70 and that's it. Like, in Europe, it's the same shot clock, but the quarters are two minutes short, right? So that does take away 8 minutes per game. So in 8 minutes, they might score an extra 10 points, but still no 100. So, like, and then I watch the NBA, and, like, yeah, it's just so different. But that's just what I wanted to say, like, the evolution from the 90s to here, it went really fast, or like, not that fast, because it's 20, 30 years ago, but, like, still, that evolution is big, it's huge, and I love it, you know, that, like, players you thought would never do it, like Bojan Bogdanović, Bojan Bogdanović and Tim Hardaway just drop those insane numbers. But, yeah, that's it for the evolution, for the comparison with Europe. I don't know about Asia. Maybe in Asia they score more buckets. I don't even know. I don't even know what the average is in Europe. I just read once in the newspapers at my grandparents that the captain said that in an interview, and I was generally shocked if you compare it to the NBA. But alright, my next topic, the power rankings for every single award for players. So I'm not going into Coach of the Year. I do believe, like, that's going to Snyder or who is the coach of the Suns? Oh, I don't know. But like one of those, because they have the best record. Maybe Doc Rivers for his good record with the 76ers, but I think it's going to Snyder or, oh man, I can't remember the coach of the Suns. I'm really sorry, but I can't. But the coach of the Suns. So, we're gonna start off with the Sixth Man of the Year. And if I think of Sixth Man of the Year this year, the main three names coming up to my head are Joe Ingles, Jordan Clarkson, or is his name Jordan? I think he is. But anyway, that comes to my mind, are Clarkson and Ingles, but, you know, both of them play for the Jazz, so which one is really the sixth man? I think that's Clarkson, who is also having a bit better stats, in my opinion. Some other guys that come to my mind are CJ, from the Pacers, McConnell. I was almost gonna say CJ McCollum, but that's another dude. Now, yeah, so, like, those names, Harrell for the Lakers, like, those names come to my mind. I don't know if that's really good. I'm probably missing on some big names, not gonna lie, but yeah, I'm really just not gonna lie about that. I'm really missing some, but Derrick Rose, of course, which I'm really happy to see. After his injury, like, I cried. I almost cried. I almost cried when he had that amazing performance with the Timberwolves. And now he's killing it off the bench in New York, getting them into the playoffs. You know, New York basketball is back. Even though I'm a Heat fan, I really love to say that phrase, because it's almost 50 years ago that they won a championship, and New York has such a loyal and big fan base that I'm just happy for those people that they're back in the playoffs. Some other guys that come to my mind, Carmelo Anthony, who was at his, like, old age. Like, it isn't old in our normal lives, but in the NBA, it's kind of old. Yeah, so that's just some. But he has been playing really well off the bench, despite his age. Somebody else that has been playing really well despite his age, even though he's younger, is Gallinari of the Hawks. But, like, I don't know if he's even in the top 10 of the power rankings. It also depends on what site you visit. But I don't think he's gonna win. Like, I generally think, let's get back to that, I generally think that it's going to Clarkson or Ingles, and then I'm almost certain that it's actually going to Clarkson. Yeah. So, that's it for me about the statesman. So, yeah, TJ McConnell, not CJ. There we go. That's what got me confused. I just had to think of that. TJ McConnell. I was thinking about it while talking, so maybe you had a few bit pauses while I was talking. I was thinking about the name, but anyway. Yeah, that's it for me. Like, some other guys, Jalen Brunson of the Mavericks off the bench, Chris Boucher, who is a really good center for the Raptors, but off the bench, Harrell, as I already said, like, those type of guys. But it is going to Clarkson. I am almost 100% sure. Like, it's around a week to go, right? And yeah. It's going to Clarkson. I might be wrong, you know, and then, yeah. But anyway, the next award, let's see. Oh, Defensive Player of the Year. I made a short list of three people just immediately: Rudy Gobert, Ben Simmons, and Bam Adebayo. Now, it might be the Heat fan of me speaking this, but boy, I love Bam. Boy, I do. He's the center. He's a bit undersized for a center. He's 6'9". That isn't that big, but, you know, Wallace, I think it was, yeah, right. And anyway, for the Pistons, he played, it is Wallace. I hope it is Wallace, because otherwise this is embarrassing. But he played for the Pistons, and he won two Defensive Player of the Year awards, Jesus. So that doesn't prove nothing. And Bam Adebayo can just, like, switch so easy. He can guard guards, he can guard forwards, he can guard centers, and he gets, like, blocks. He just gets it. But I don't think he's gonna win it. Like, the battle is on between Ben Simmons and Rudy Gobert. And statistically, Rudy Gobert is better. I mean, I think you can also include Giannis on this list, but we're not gonna do that. But, like, so Rudy Gobert is statistically better, in my opinion. Not in my opinion, just if you look at the stats, he's defensively better than Ben Simmons. But Ben Simmons got a more difficult task and does that really well. And you can see it in the stats, but, like, instead of just one-man matchups, you know, man-to-man, he plays just different defense, and he does it so well, and he is a big factor for the 76ers, along with Joel Embiid. So, you know, without that interior force guarding the paint, and scoring in the paint, that would still make a big difference. But anyway, so, like, it just depends on what you want more. Do you want the stats, or do you want the guy that, like, does so much but you can't see it in the stats? And I think it's actually tied, like, as long as something like this can be tied. And it really has to be fought out in the last couple of games ahead. Yeah, so we'll see that. I really do not dare to make a prediction, but I do dare to say this. It's either going to be Ben Simmons or Rudy Gobert. So, that's that. Am I missing... Oh, most improved player of the year. How can I miss that? I was almost going to skip right ahead to MVP. Anyway, most improved player of the year. I have more names in my head, but most improved players. Number one, Julius Randle, for sure. Like, if you take a look at it, it's amazing. Like, there was generally nothing more to say. He went from alright to an all-star and leading his team. So that's major. That's something major. Somebody else, Jaylen Brown, he became way better. Even though, I think was he already an all-star? I didn't even know for sure. Anyway, he had all-star potential. Now he fulfilled it. Now he is an all-star and he really improved. Somebody else, Tristan Wood, you know, at the Rockets. As long as you can be really good at the Rockets, he's been playing well. Yeah, I'm sorry for that sound. I'm really sorry. I don't even know if you can hear it on the pod, but if you can, like, the stretch, I'm really sorry. But how can I forget about this one? Jeremy Grant, you know, at the Pistons. He came from the Nuggets, right? Yeah, at the Nuggets, was he a starter? I think he was a starter. But at the Pistons, he kicked it up a notch, bro. It really did. I almost thought that it might go to, damn it, now I just forgot his name in the middle of the pot. To Jeremy Grant. Oh my word. Okay. To Jeremy Grant. But, yeah. There is no denying it that Julius Randle just is the most improved player of the year this year. So my prediction, it is going to be Julius Randle, but there's one major player I just forgot to talk about. And how can I forget about it? MPJ, Michael Porter Jr. He just improved. There's nothing else to say. Also, like, what helped, and it might be wrong to say, but what helped for him is the injury of Jamal Murray. With Jamal Murray, he would have had less shots, you know, just less attempts, less assists, less rebounds, maybe even less minutes. So that's just what he needed, and it might be a bit cruel to say it, but because Jamal Murray is an amazing player and I like him and I hope that he gets back soon, but that won't be for this season anyway, but that I hope that he's fit for next season. So yeah, that's it for me. If I forgot anybody that you're like, how could you forget it, please let me know. I mean, some name that just came to mind for me is Clint Capela. As long as he can, like, you know, he's been playing good for the Hawks, but he was already playing okay for the Rockets and the Hawks. So, yeah, he might be in some power rankings. He is, you know, he is there, but yeah, it's not close. Terry Rozier really improved, also thanks to the help of LaMelo Ball, and then the injury of LaMelo Ball. Like, so yeah, Tristan Wood. So all these players, like, really improved, but the most improvement, Vucevic became, like, he was the star of the Magic, the leading scorer. Now he's an all-star. That's an improvement, you know, from going to just a regular starter, but with some, but, like, not more than regular, but, like, in between starter and all-star. I don't know, like, there isn't really a term for it, but he was a starter, and he was their star, but he wasn't an all-star. So, You know, and that's an improvement, even though we came off the bench. Say Julius Alexander. How did I forget about that? Yeah. I mean, you can maybe notice, but right now I'm actually just searching for some power rankings because I just, yeah. So, if you notice that, yeah, I'm really sorry, but I'm just doodling right now. And this one here says Shea as well in there, and I don't disagree. He's been the star of the OKC, and he's been playing really well. Last season, he improved in comparison to the season before that. So I thought he was a legit candidate for the most improved player of the year last year, and now he's there again. If he can be here again next year, then he's an all-star. Like, anyway, but yeah, Jaylen Brown, I already said that one. Colin Sexton, but like he improved. I can look, you know, I'm just gonna look who else is here. MPJ, of course, yeah, talked about that. Zach LaVine, huh. Well, he improved, but not enough to win. Just clear that that's all there is to say. He improved, and yeah, then we had the major players in my opinion, and now the biggest of them all, the MVP. Now this is of course also a little bit of a personal discussion, and like, what do you want? Because for me, it's like, Stephen Curry led with some absolutely ridiculous shooting. Like, I love to watch it, and it's off the chart. It really is unhuman. Like, that man is just not human. But still, he led the Warriors from the worst record in the league to a playoff team. But I don't know, man. Some other players are, I'm gonna say this right now, for me, the MVP as it looks like right now, and it isn't gonna change that much, is Nikola Jokic, you know, the passing center, the Joker, simply because he's that good, you know, his shooting, his passing, his rebounding, he does it all. Somebody else, Giannis, again, the candidate, but this year he won't win it, fairly simple. But if you like take a look to players who mean the most for their teams, like just most valuable player for a team, to put it that way, you're still gonna get Jokic, but not necessarily in the first place. Especially if Jamal Murray is healthy and Michael Porter Jr. plays as he does. I forgot the name of that point guard, but like that Spanish type name with the number 7. He's been playing really well, so he can take over the passing. Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. can take over the scoring, and of course some rebounding as well. And you know, they have JaVale McGee who can do the defensive work and who can do the rebounding. So of course he's important because he's an all-star starter and he is almost the MVP, so of course he's important. But, like, who is, for example, more important for that team is, like, Jimmy Butler. Again, this might be the Heat fan speaking, but just the Heat, they need Jimmy Butler. It's as simple as that. They need Jimmy Butler, that's all I have to say. But the teams that I'm going to say now would be, I feel worse without their star than the Miami Heat. In my opinion, it might, again, be the Heat fan speaking. If you disagree, feel sure to let me know. But so some other guys I was thinking, Damian Lillard, because without Damian Lillard the Trailblazers aren't that good, especially not in the clutch, and like they just simply really need him. Yeah, Luka Doncic, of course the Mavericks can now rely on Tim Hardaway Jr. And they can rely on Porzingis, but still, the stats that man is putting up, again, is ridiculous. And yeah, they need that. Because I don't think, would they be a real playoff team without Luka Doncic to the Mavericks? I don't know, man. I really doubt that. They might not be a playoff team without him. And then, of course, again, Stephen Curry. Because without Stephen Curry, the Warriors wouldn't be a playoff team. period. Like, not, no, not period. Like, of course, that would be temporary, but, like, they wouldn't be. It's as simple as that. They wouldn't be. Of course, you never know in sports. They might go on a massive run, but still, they wouldn't be. I just don't believe that they would be a playoff team without Stephen Curry. And Klay Thompson still being injured. You know, I'm talking about Klay still being injured. If Klay would be healthy, then I still don't know if they would make the playoffs. Because, okay, so this is a nice transition to another subject that I didn't actually plan. So this is pure improvisation, so my bad if it was wrong. Because I just thought of this at the top of my head. So, why I don't think Klay would say if the Warriors is as simple as this. I expected quite something from the Pelicans. And in quite something, I just simply mean playoffs. And what are they doing? They ain't making the playoffs. Not even the play-in. And they have Zion, who is no longer on a minute restriction. They have Lonzo Ball, who I'm now also thinking at the top of my head I'm going to talk about. So, this episode is going to be the longest episode I've ever recorded. Because we're still going to talk about Lonzo Ball, and we're still going to talk about the playoffs. And we're going to continue to talk about the Pelicans. Just putting that out there. I know that I said I wanted to keep my pods short. That was my plan for this short, for this pod. But yeah, this episode just requires more time. So the Pelicans, it's as simple as that. If you have a team of Lonzo Ball, Zion Williamson, and B.I., I'm not in this, it's like B.I. in Brandon Ingram. They're not necessarily a playoff team. I get that, because they've proven that they're not. But still, like, Brandon Ingram, all-star caliber for sure. Zion Williamson, most hype prospect since LeBron. Lonzo Ball, yeah, Lonzo Ball is Lonzo Ball. Like, that's why I want to talk about him later. But still, Lonzo got some caliber. Not necessarily saying all-star, but he has potential. And he still can give them some shooting if he can keep it consistent. There are games that he shoots amazing and gets triple-doubles, and there are nights that he shoots 0-for-8. But that's for later. But, like, that was just on my mind, and I wanted to put it out there. It's like, the Pelicans are just not what I expected them to be. I expected them to be, like, 8 seed, 7 seed. I'm not necessarily... I said playoffs. I didn't say that I expected a high seed, but I did expect the playoffs, yeah. Especially with the play-in. But, yeah. Their system ain't working. I think, for me, it looks like, if I look at it, that's just what it is. Again, if you disagree, just let me know. I think that Stan Van Gundy isn't doing what he should do. I don't know. Like, something is wrong with it. Because, like, also, JJ Redick was so happy that he was gonna play for Stan Van Gundy again. And then he got traded after 6 months. At the half of the season. So, of course, Maybe JJ Redick didn't mind it because he didn't agree with the tactics of Stan Van Gundy, or maybe he did mind it. But of course, if you trade a player who was so happy with his coach, then, or you just don't care about that player, or not that much. All right, you know what? Let's just keep this out, because of course basketball and any sport just remains business. And if they thought that they needed to get James Johnson, I think that was, and something else for JJ Redick, then that's fine. But it's just like, I just wanted to use this as an example that there might be something that is not as fluid as it should be with Stan Van Gundy. I'm not saying they should fire him, I'm just saying that he might need to look for a new system. So I'm hoping for them that they get better next year. Now, Lonzo Ball. He scored a season high for him, 33 points against the Timberwolves, I think that it was. And then I think we can call it bragging. He bragged about it on Instagram. Now, I'm not saying you can't brag about a season high, because the season high is amazing. But he also said that he would become an all-star. And now, all things considered, like, it was against the Timberwolves, but still, he dropped 33 points. That's still good. So I'm not saying he can't brag about it. I'm just saying that it was a bit over the top. In my personal opinion, it was a bit too much. But you know, that's my opinion. You might disagree. I'm not saying that he can't brag about it, because I would be hella proud with a season high against any team. But still, but like, I could understand that, and I wasn't really planning on putting this in the pot. But then he also said that he would become an all-star, and I was like, no, well, maybe you are. And for all the Lonzo fans out there, I'm not a Lonzo hater. I'm just saying that as he plays right now, he ain't an all-star. If he gets better, amazing, and he becomes an all-star. But when he came into the NBA, I was like, oh, we get a Stephen Curry with a 40-inch vertical, and I'm so happy that I didn't have a pod back then, because that if that was online, then my pod would just have been a meme. But my point is, I was actually like a Lonzo lover when he got drafted. Then he was kind of disappointing at the Lakers and now at the Pelicans, especially this season. He played, well, just good. He played good. I'm just gonna put it out that he played good. He changed his jump shot, props to him, but that doesn't make somebody an all-star. Like Tristan Thompson, for example, changed his whole shooting hand. But it is admirable. It is. And he has been shooting better if he gets in the flow of a game. But there are some games, again, that he's inconsistent and he shoots 0 for 8 from deep. And there are other games. There was this stretch that he had three triple doubles, Jesus, in a span of 5 games. And like, but that's amazing. But one of those other games was that 0 for 8 shooting. And that's just inconsistent. So some games he puts up good stats, some other games he puts up like not that good stats, and that's just inconsistent. And I don't think that you can become an all-star if he stays this inconsistent. I'm not saying that he cannot be, I'm just saying that it ain't in that now. But he changed his shooting form, so proving his work ethic. So if he can put it together this offseason, maybe work on his jump shot one a bit more. I'm not saying he should change it. I'm just saying maybe just a few tweakers. And, you know, just work on his game, on his consistency. And if he does that, we're all good. And will he become an all-star? I don't know, because that's something you never know for sure. But he would be a better player. So that's it for Lonzo Ball. And now for me, the last part about this pod, some player predictions. Well, it's fairly easy. The play-in tournament right now, in the West, we got the Lakers in the play-in tournament, and in this moment in time, versus the Warriors. Of course, whoever loses this game still can get into the playoffs by winning to the winner of 9 versus 10. So, but my concern for the Lakers here is fairly simple. If Stephen Curry puts up an amazing night, they might lose. Who knows? But of course, then they still can win against the Spurs or the Grizzlies. So, some predictions out of the West. Who's gonna make it out? I think the Lakers and the Grizzlies. Or Grizzlies / Warriors. I don't know that one for sure. And the East, who's gonna make it out? Also depends, because right now we have a 5-way tie or 4-way tie at a 31 and Wait a minute. So, right now, let me organize this. We got the Pacers and the Warriors in the 9th versus 10th playing game, and the Celtics versus Hornets in the 7th versus 8th playing game. And looking at this, I think the Celtics would go on and win against the Hornets. Ooh, Pacers versus Wizards, that's gonna be a tough one. I think the Wizards are gonna make it out, and Charlotte versus Washington can go anyway. Again, this is how it is right now. Atlanta versus Miami. I think Miami wins it in 6 games. This is my opinion. Bucks versus Knicks. The Bucks win it. I don't know in how many games, but they are gonna win it. Nets versus Celtics. The Nets are gonna take it home. And then the 76ers versus Wizards or Charlotte will be won by Philly. And at the end of the day, the Brooklyn Nets are gonna make it out of the East. Taking a look at the West, we have Utah versus Memphis or Golden State, and Utah's gonna make it up. Then we have Nuggets versus Trailblazers, and the Nuggets are gonna make it out. Clippers versus Mavericks, and it also depends on what Kawhi is doing with his injury. But if Kawhi is healthy, Clippers win it, and if Kawhi is not healthy, it's gonna be a tough one, and it might go to 7, my prediction, and then game 7 can go either way. Lakers versus Suns is gonna be taken home by the Lakers. I predict an upset between the Lakers and the Suns. Now, of course, the Lakers still can get out of the play-in, but anyway, that's just how it looks right now. And I'm gonna predict, my prediction is that I'm gonna say that the Utah Jazz are gonna make it up, and that the finals is Utah Jazz versus the Nets, and that the Nets win the finals. That's my prediction. And well, if you have another prediction, you can always let me know with voice messages. I'll leave a link to leave voice messages. Also, the next episode is episode number 10. And maybe I was thinking, like, in episode number 10, I answer some questions you might have about the NBA or things that you disagree, and then we can have a little discussion, maybe. I'm not saying that it should get heated, that's not what I'm saying, but, like, just a little discussion about the NBA. I think that would be nice for episode number 10. So yeah, that's it for today. I'll leave a link to the voice messages. And I hope that you enjoyed today's episode, and I hope that you check in on the next one. Bye-bye.